Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Hey, this is the roll for the continuation meeting of the April 7th regular open meeting. Aaron. Aaron, can't hear you. Alexander?
Present. But I present. Do have a question. I don't know if it's actually proper to have this meeting.
Let me, I'm calling the roll. Jonathan, okay. Let me finish the roll. Thank you. Bethune.
Here.
Present. Brown.
Present.
Present. Castaneve.
Present.
Present. Edwards Teeker.
Here.
Present. Fuentes. Sorry?
I don't think I got through to him. We'll try again.
Okay. Gammon.
Uhuru. Gammon is here.
Present. Coburn is present. Norman.
Present.
Present. Novick.
Present.
Present. Mwangaza. Mwangaza. Can't hear you. Patel Adams.
Hey, did you get knocked off again? Okay, let me back up.
Patel Adams. Can't hear you. Pinchback.
Here.
Present. Roberts.
And phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Roberts.
She got knocked off. I'm calling her back.
Sorden. Sorden, can't hear you. And Wilkinson asked for an excused absence. So, Chair, we have 10 present, and that's quorum.
Mr. Chair, this is Bill Crozier.
Yes, Bill Crozier.
Please do not mark me as present because this meeting is in violation of a New York court order saying the PNB should not meet until the court hearing and determination, as I said in my email to you.
Bill, we haven't even convened the meeting properly yet. I thought you...
Okay, well, I'm now leaving the conference call because this is an illegal meeting.
But just for the record, we have received, there is no such court order on advice of counsel, on our counsel. We haven't received any order. That hearing was postponed until next week, so there is no such court order barring the PNB from meeting. Okay. Can we get our, well, first of all, we have one request for excused absence. Is there a motion to excuse that absence? Margie?
So moved. Robert.
I second.
Okay, is any objection to excusing? Without objection, her absence is excused. Could we get some timekeepers?
Chair?
Yes.
Point of information, sorry.
Yes.
Should Bill Crozier be marked present or absent?
I mean, he was on the call, so I would mark him present. Did he answer to roll call? So.
Well, he didn't, but he.
I would object to that. Obviously, after. Chair, obviously, the member didn't wish to be a part of this meeting.
Yes, obviously.
I think that was pretty clear from what he said.
Well, if he called in, I would just mark it. Like I said, if he called in, he called in present. If he wanted to make an objection, he has to answer present and be in the meeting to make an objection to the meeting. So I would rule that he called in and he was here present and then he left the call.
That's fine. I'd like my objection stated for the record as well, Chair. Thank you.
Could we get our timekeepers? Anyone want to keep the time for the subject matter and individual? Calling once, twice. You got to have timekeepers, or else we'll just talk on and on. Anybody volunteering to keep the time?
Mr. Chair, I will try to time the issues, but I'm driving. Okay.
Okay.
Point of information.
Who is that?
This is Bethune, KPFT. Do we have quorum without Bill?
Yes, we established quorum without Bill.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody want to keep the time for the individuals?
I do not, but I will do the issues until Adriana stops driving, because I don't think she should be trying to do both.
Okay.
If she wants.
Anyone want to keep the time for the individuals? Volunteers? Okay, we got to keep time of individuals, or else we'll have no way of tracking how long the person is talking. So we'll just have to estimate when a minute is or something. Okay.
Chair?
Yes.
This is Janet. I can try, but I'm doing a gazillion things at the same time, so...
Okay. Yeah, it would help if different people would volunteer, because we do need to keep track of time, and we need to keep track of individuals when they're speaking. I think individual gets 90 seconds, is it? Okay, this is a continuation meeting, so we already should have an agenda from the previous agenda, and we would just follow through on the agenda that's already been adopted.
Point of information? Sorry.
Yeah.
Secretary, check. I'm showing that Nancy Sorden is on the call, but I'm not sure if I'm just...
You're saying, is she or is she not on the call?
Could the secretary check to see if Nancy Sorden is on the call?
Nancy, are you on the call? I don't think she is.
Okay, it must just be her answering machine or something.
Okay. Okay, I think the first item we had on that was remaining on the next item on the agenda was the executive director's report, but I don't think she's going to be on the call tonight. The secretary, what's the next item we have? I can't pull up my agenda. What's the next item on the agenda?
One moment. It is the coordinating committee. Motion and report, and I would like to have the floor on that.
Okay. Really, the only thing since we called the coordinate, the only thing we discussed at the coordinating committee was the possible in-person meeting that I already called, one of the main items. And Lydia's not on the call. She did all the research.
Yeah, phone number after the beep.
Update. And Janet, what did you have to add to that?
Well, sorry. There was also a motion regarding the PNB secretary, and that would require the ED and or CFO to be part of the discussion. So I move to Adriana for the...
8-9-2.
Okay, could you finish that?
I move to postpone that to the May meeting.
I second.
Okay, is there any objection to postponing that reporting item? Without objection, we'll postpone that to the next meeting. And the next item we have, like I said, I'm having difficulty pulling up my agenda.
Chair, shall I?
Who is that?
Janet. Sorry.
Yes.
It's the Finance Committee, and the order, I believe, is first the WBAI budget motion.
How much time we have on the Finance Committee that we have on that?
50 minutes.
50 minutes.
But it's not all for BAI.
I'm sorry, but yeah, not all for that. But Brian, you wanna?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat how long the time for this item?
50 minutes for the total Finance Committee.
50.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Brian, did you wanna lead this item?
So this is the motion that is in Appendix D. It appears on page 8 of your packet. It reads as follows. The PNB directs national management, the IED and CFO, to produce a list of options within 60 days for restructuring WBAI in a manner that would stabilize the station's finances and help stabilize the network's finances. The list shall include an assessment of each option's costs, benefits, risks, implementation time, and impact on the network's overall finances. WBAI management was unable to produce a budget that did not show a six-figure deficit. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, could you ask people who aren't speaking to mute? I'm finding the noise very distracting.
Could everyone mute their phones if you're not speaking? Could everyone mute? Yes.
And I think... You know, WBAI has gotten to a situation where kind of its problems are so big that they are beyond the scope of incremental tweaks in the budgeting process to fix. They've seen a year-over-year drop in revenues of almost $900,000, clearly crossed a threshold of diminishing returns on extended fund drives. Lost a lot of fundraising capacity through the staff cuts that they've had to go through. There is no budget that we could recommend that the station was able to put together based on realistic numbers. Instead, we're asking for national management to put options on the table, other options on the table.
Okay, just for a quick housekeeping, could we get an amount of time we want to spend on this item, or otherwise we'll take the entire 50 minutes on your report on this item? You get a suggested how much time you want on that.
Well, it's just a request for management to do some work and get back to us. I'd propose limiting debate to 10 minutes. That would take 2/3 to approve.
Okay. Any objection to 10 minutes on this item? No objection. So are you making this is a motion, Brian?
Yep, it's a motion from the committee, so it doesn't require a second.
Okay. Did you want to motivate further, or else we'll take a stack on this item?
I think I basically just did.
Okay, we have 10 minutes on this item. Will we? Anyone want to speak on this issue?
Chair, Janet?
Yes.
Can I, may I just read the resolution? Or, Brian, would you read it?
I read it for the 90 public? Seconds ago.
Janet, he said he read it.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, anyone want to go on the stack for the discussion on this item?
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble pulling up my agenda, too. Can we have it read again?
I literally read it 2 minutes ago, verbatim.
Mr. Chair, can we have the item read again, please?
Secretary, could you go over the read the item again? Or Brian, if you want to read it again, so that everybody know what we're discussing.
The motion is the PNB directs national management, the IED and CFO, to produce a list of options within 60 days for restructuring WBAI in a manner that would stabilize the station's finances and help stabilize the network's finances. The list shall include an assessment of each option's costs, benefits, risks, implementation time, and impact on the network's overall finances.
Okay, do we have a stack for this item?
Serene.
Yes, Serene. Anyone else? Okay, Serene.
Okay, so I'm going to send an amendment. It adds a second paragraph, and it changes, instead of directing, quote, national management, I think that's what you just said. I'm sorry, I don't have the language right in front of me, the old language. It directs the IED and the CFO to each produce a list of options. So that should be coming your way right now.
Okay, if you're submitting, is there a second to that? Is there a second to that amendment?
I'm sorry, point of order, Chair. I was just called back. I can't participate in this meeting. I don't think it's proper. This is Alexander out.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay. We were, Serene was submitting her amendment in. Is there a second to that amendment?
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown seconded. Okay. Serene, you wanted to briefly motivate that or motivate it?
Actually, now I'm trying to find it. My email's acting funny. The original, and again, I apologize for not having it in front of me. The original requested that National Management come up with a list of options. And I would like to see the CFO and the IED come up with individual lists of options for us to examine. And also the second paragraph adds a requirement that the IED direct the general manager to come up with a, within the next 21 days, his plan for implementing some of the sustainability recommendations that have been sitting on the table unused for 2 years. We're in a rather desperate condition, and no organized movement has been had on what are some fairly basic principles of development and fundraising. So that is contained in the amendment, which I hope you have all received. Okay, mine's just here now. Okay. So do you need me to formally read it? I described it, but do I need to read it?
Did everyone receive? You probably need to read. I don't know if everyone has received it and know exactly what.
Could you read it louder? Also, very difficult to hear you.
Okay. 1 second. Get off speaker.
Okay. I move to amend the NFC motion as follows. The PMB directs the IED and CFO to each produce a list of options within 60 days for restructuring WBI in a manner that would stabilize the station's finances and help stabilize the network's finances. The list shall include an assessment of each option's cost, benefits, risks, implementation time, and impact on the network's overall finances. The PNB directs the IED to instruct WBI's management to submit within 21 days an implementation schedule for the 90-day proposed immediate fundraising plan for WBI, pay-as-you-go, contained in the document titled Towards a Vibrant and Sustainable WBAI, and the link to that document is immediately below the motion, the amended motion.
Okay, is there any discussion on this amendment?
Yes.
Who is that?
Vince Back. Quick question.
Okay, yeah, Ron.
My question is this. When we met last, the CFO said that he was going to be meeting with the GMs of each station over the same time frame. Is this motion in lieu of that, or is that to supplant that? What the CFO said that he would do, and whether that process has already begun. If he's already begun discussions with the New York GM.
I can answer that the process has already started, but Serene can answer the rest of it.
Okay, so Tony says he knows what Sam's been doing, and that's fine. This is not intended to interfere with that process in any way, but I'm saying rather than wait up to 60 days for a plan from the IED and the CFO, this amendment would have the GM begin work immediately on a plan that has been sitting there for 2 years. So we can...
Okay, well, that's my question. Suppose that plan is not viewed favorably by the CFO. I guess that's my question. I mean,
I can't imagine why it wouldn't be. It calls for doing things like getting into your database and contacting, previous people who've donated significant amounts previously. Those are the basics that every station should be doing at any rate.
I agree. Like I say, but I'm just curious as to whether that plan, whether the CFO is even aware of that plan, collecting dust, as you say.
Genevieve, I sent
point of intervention.
Okay, but first
point of information.
Let's hear Janet's point of information. We don't go back and forth. We got to still go with Stack and then proceed. But yeah, Janet.
Yes, can Serene or somebody describe briefly what the Toward a Vibrant, Sustainable WBAI Pay-as-you-Go report is? Yeah, just briefly describe it.
Serene, you want to respond to that?
Sure, and I also just sent it to everyone. But it's basically a system that recognizes that we might need, let's say, $60,000 to fund all aspects of the program, but if we don't have $60,000, we can still get started. If we have, let's say, $10,000, you invest, or $5,000, whatever the case is, you invest it in making some money. You use the money that first phase generates to move into the second phase, and then you use the money from the second phase to move into the third phase, so that it allows you to begin a step-by-step process. It does not require huge amounts of capital before you can actually get anything done.
Okay. Is there anyone else for the stack on this amendment? Anyone else for the stack on this particular amendment?
Michael to the stack?
Yes, Michael.
Did you change the language? You said you wanted to change the language to add each produce a list of options?
Right. That my amendment uses the language that they would each produce the options, as opposed to the original, I think, said, you know, national management should come up with a list.
In that case, I'd appreciate if we can separate the aspects of your amendment.
Okay, you're asking for a division of the two parts of the amendment, I assume, the first one and the second one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Janet, yeah. Point of information or order. So yeah. To me, this appears as a substitute to the initial main motion, so as opposed to an amendment to it.
You referring to what
Serene.
Michael just said?
No, Serene. The whole...
So she submitted the whole thing as one amendment. So, but Michael is
right. But what I'm saying is that I see her amendment as a substitute motion, as opposed to changing the initial one.
I don't necessarily see that as a substitute motion. I mean, she presented. We'll take it for what it is. She presented it as amendment to the Finance Committee's motion, and Michael wants to divide. Voting on each one individually. Any further discussion on this item?
Question, Brian.
Yes, Brian.
So my understanding is there's a motion from the Finance Committee. Serene's proposal is to add a paragraph to it. It's the second paragraph in her email.
Yeah.
So we're going to vote up or down on that. What is Michael proposing to divide?
I assume he's saying he wants to divide two parts of her amendment. Her amendment actually...
Yeah, Michael's at the stack?
Yes, Michael.
Serene's amendment is not just to add a paragraph, it's to change the first paragraph to say each, that the CFO and ED each produce a list. And I don't think we should change that.
Okay.
May I explain why I think the option should be there?
Let me see if there's anyone else who haven't spoken to this issue, and I'll put you back on the stack. Anyone else want to speak to this issue? Okay, Serene.
Okay, so it is true that we like to think of our managements as teams, but they're also individuals, and their approaches to certain things might differ. If they're asked to prepare a list that comes from management, the assumption will be that each of them signs on to all the things in the list. And that's not necessarily the case, and I don't necessarily want them to focus their energy on coming up with things that they think the other person will agree with. I want the full range that each of them can present, and then the PND can decide.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, we're going to...
This is Brian here.
Yes, Brian.
I disagree with that. I don't think we're asking them for recommendations. We're asking them for all options. We're asking them to put options that they don't agree with on the table in addition to ones that they recommend. And I don't think we should be asking for dueling lists from management. So I support dividing.
Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
All right, so if both IED and CFO produce a list, which one would actually produce the list?
They would each send the...
No, I'm not. I'm asking Brian, because he's saying that they would together produce a comprehensive list, but which one of them would produce this list?
I think they would have to work that out between the two of them.
And Serene, you wanted to address that? Okay, so any further discussion on this amendment?
Oops.
Okay, does everyone understand? Everyone understand what we're going to vote for? We're going to vote on Serene's amendment, and we're going to vote on it in two parts. The first part is the first part. We can read that. Could someone read that first part? That's the one we're going to take a vote on.
Okay, so the...
Serene,
should I read it, or is Janet reading? Okay, the PNB directs the...
Go ahead.
The PNB directs the IED and CFO to each produce a list of options within 60 days for restructuring BAI in a manner that would stabilize the station's finances and help stabilize the network's finances. The list shall include an assessment of each option's costs, benefits, risks, implementation time, and impact on the network's overall finances.
Okay. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on that part of the amendment?
Yes. Aaron is not present. Alexander is not present. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Casnave?
Pass.
Pass. Crozier is not present. Edwards-Tiekert?
No.
No. Fuentes? Can't hear you. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman, I believe, is not present. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
No.
No. Nwangaza? I think she's here. Patel Adams? Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden? Can't hear you, and Wilkinson's not present. Casnave, you passed? Adriana, you passed? Can't hear you? Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I hear you.
Adriana? All right, well, I'm... not sure how to register her vote, but I'm going to count. I have 6 yes, 2 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Okay, so this passes.
Someone read the second part of the amendment.
Serene, would you?
Yeah, sure. The PNB directs the IED to instruct WBI's management to submit within 21 days an implementation schedule for the 90-day proposed immediate fundraising plan for WBAI pay-as-you-go, contained in the document titled Towards a Vibrant, Sustainable WBAI, and the link is there. And I also email that to everyone to get a feel for what the pay-as-you-go is.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Okay, Bethune.
Yes.
Yes, Brown.
Yes.
Yes, Casnave. I have a feeling that Adriana is having a phone issue. Michael, can maybe you can...
She's showing us connected. Call her.
Sorry?
She's in showing case, connected.
Well, maybe can you try calling her back? Yeah, you know, disconnect and call her back. Anyway, all right, sorry. Edward Steekert.
Yes.
Yes, Fuentes. Gammon, Goodman, Coburn passes, Novick.
I just got an email. Michael, could you call Jose Luis? He's saying he hadn't been, he's kind of kidding.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Now we can, yes, Adriana.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Jose Luis is sending an email saying...
okay, okay. I've tried six lines. I'll try it again.
Okay, so let me get back to the, sorry, the roll call. This is for the second paragraph of Serene's amendment. So, Kath Nave, how do you vote? Can't hear you. Well, can't hear you again. Okay, Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Not on the call.
Okay. Trying once again, Kesnave.
And phone number after
yes,
the beep. We will
yes,
return your call.
And Coburn votes yes. One moment. I have 8 yes, 0 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting.
Not voting. This passes.
Okay. So now I'll go back to Brian for the... I'm sorry. This is amendment. We'll now go back to the original motion as amended. Does everyone understand where we are? Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on the motion as amended?
Chair, would you mind asking if there are any objections?
Are there any objections to the motion as amended? Okay, without objections. Okay, Brian?
The next motion is regarding the KPFA budget, the National Finance, which is, I think Janet has included with the last several agenda packets. So you can just open her email if you want to take a look at it. We recommended one modification to the budget that was made before it was submitted to the PNB, and we also recommended that the PNB, when approving this budget, adopt a measure requested by the KPFA local station board. It's as follows. Windfall income at KPFA, for example, from reinstated CPB funding shall be applied towards reducing total days in fund drive toward a target goal of 60 days per year. The KPFA budget is a break-even budget. It is not built to generate anything significant by way of a surplus at the end of the year. It is relatively conservative projections. The spending in the budget is a little bit padded. The income is basically a straight line forecast from prior years. There's one area where income is not predictable. The budget counts on $200,000 on the major donor lines. That is bequests, trusts, and planned giving. It's usually money we get when somebody dies. And though KPFA has averaged considerably more than $200,000 a year, that's not a funding source we have any control over. And it would not be unprecedented for us to go a full year without making any significant money on that line. When KPFA management... I'm sorry, I'm making a presentation, not debate.
Okay. Yes.
When KPFA management presented the budget to the Finance Committee, they announced their intention if that bequest money was not forthcoming, to offset it by controlling expenses and increasing goals on fund drives. The year-to-date financial statements show the KPFA has made very little money, no money on the bequest line, but has also spent $100,000 less than budgeted over the first 5 months. And KPFA has beat the budget goal for every single fund drive this fiscal year, and for two of those fund drives, done it with fewer days than budgeted. And that is the information and the motion.
Okay, can we get a, once again, can we get a proposal how much time we're going to spend on this item for this KPFA budget? Is there a recommendation, Brian?
You know, if we were to make it fit the 15 minutes, we'd have to do something like 7 minutes per budget. I don't know that that's realistic. These are large, complicated documents, and if people have questions, I think they should have time to raise them and get them answered. I wouldn't want to do it in less than 15, and I don't know that that would be adequate.
Well, what we'll do is, since we have 50 minutes on this whole item, I don't know where we are yet, but we'll see how it goes. We'll just go with it. Is there a stack for this item?
Janet.
We got Janet. Anyone else? Okay, Janet.
Yes.
And phone number after the beep.
Okay. So I have an amendment, and it is a proviso or a set of provisos, and I'd like to read it. It's going to take more than 90 seconds, and to read it. I'm going to send it now. Whereas on October 29th, 2015, the PNB determined that a $400,000 bequest from the Hall Trust belonged to Pacifica, not KTFA, based on the fact that the will spelled out Pacifica Foundation Radio, not KTFA, with no reference to KTFA, and the check was made out to Pacifica Foundation Radio, not KPFA, with no reference to KPFA. And whereas on March 24th, 2015, KPFA deposited the check into its bank account, and the KPFA tab of the January 21st, 2016 fiscal year 2016 income statement for February 2015 reflects the $400,000 that deposit as major donor income. And whereas KPFA claims it does not owe the $90,000 remaining balance to the PNO, as reported in the interim controller's November 2015 accounting of the $400,000 bequest. And whereas this claim was based on the KPFA business manager's accounting of the $400,000 and based on calculations of amounts due to KPFA from the PNO for expenses that had not been approved by the NFC or the PNB, including use of the parking area on the KPFA lot. And whereas KPFA has been using the 1921 Martin Luther King Jr. Way PNO parcel for years for storage without paying rent, which the PNO never charged KPFA for, and which would have totaled tens of thousands of dollars. And whereas KPFA received a $558,000 bequest in March 2015, for which there has been no accounting, it resolved that the following provisos
be attached. Can everyone mute their phones? I'm sorry. Can everyone mute their phones? Continue.
Be it resolved that the following proviso be attached to the approval of the fiscal year 2016 KPFA budget. One, the KPFA and PNO 2016 fiscal year, I'm sorry, 2016 income statement shall be revised to show the $400,000 bequest removed from the KPFA tab and added to the PNO tab. Two, the major donor income part, which is on line 12, of the fiscal year 2015 actual preliminary and unaudited income section of the fiscal year 2016 annual budget tab in the KPFA fiscal year
2016 annual budget shall be corrected to reflect a reduction of $400,000 and the major donor income part, line 11 of the counterpart to the P&O fiscal year 2016 annual budget shall be corrected to reflect an increase of $400,000. And three, that unless the outstanding auditor fees for the fiscal year 2014 audit have been paid, the CFO shall monitor the KPFA bank account daily. And as soon as a balance of $90,000 is in the KPFA bank account, KPFA is to report that fact to the CFO and IEB, and KPFA management, having made plans at the station for this eventuality, shall immediately transfer that amount from the KPFA bank account to the P&O bank account to be used to pay for the outstanding auditor's fee or any other outstanding P&O expenses. And four, that if the above item is not implemented and a transfer does not immediately take place, then the CFO, who should by now be a signatory on the KPFA bank account, shall make the transfer. And in the case that the CFO does not make the transfer, then the IED, who should by now be a signatory on the KPFA bank account, shall make the transfer. And that's the motion, and I don't know if I can be given any time to motivate it, but...
Is there a second to the item? Is there a second?
Where is that? Sorry. I emailed it. When, just now, or? Yeah, just okay. Before I started reading it. I see. Thank you.
So is there a second? Okay, I called for three times. I'm afraid we're not getting a second.
I second.
Okay, Adriana seconded. Okay, any discussion on this item?
Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Yeah, I very strongly oppose this, and I also think it represents a hijacking of the budgeting process, because nothing of this is about the operating budget for KPFA in 2016. The whereases are asking the board to adopt findings that are on their face factually incorrect. The first point of the motion is asking us to do something that would violate generally accepted accounting principles, which is to put a gift from 2015 in our 2016 income statement. The third point is asking the national office whether national management thinks that's a good idea or a bad idea to raid KPFA's bank account of $90,000 as soon as there's a balance there, even if that would mean defaulting on payroll the next day. This is not how you run a complex financial institution. And frankly, KPFA is the only station in the network that is completely paid up on all central services to both the national office and the Pacifica Radio Archive, has money owed to it by other stations, has housed the national office in a building that KPFA's listeners purchased, paid off the mortgage on, renovated in order to house the national office, and paid the property taxes on. The language of this motion says that the national office should be charging KPFA for use of part of that building. It's really an outrageously punitive approach to the station that's putting a big part of the network's bills right now. Please vote no.
Okay. Any other discussion on this item?
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Well, I mean, if somebody else wants to
speak
for me.
Jose Lee.
Yes, Jose Luis.
You know, I oppose this motion. There are other ways to pay for this audit that shares the burden with all five stations. And that is, all five stations raise $30,000, do a one-day fund drive, 2 days if they have to raise the money to pay for an audit. Aren't you will help us out each of the stations and pay their portion of the audit money that's missing. That's what we should be doing, not raiding each other, not causing defaults in payroll or have that anxiety in payroll. It is do what we do best, and that means that staff have to get on and do what they do best, which is raise money and get on the airwaves and ask for the money, not just raise a station. I ask everyone to, there's other reasonable alternatives, vote no for this motion.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this item?
Yeah, this is Pinchback.
Pinchback.
Yeah, I oppose the motion primarily because it's very complicated and it's going to require a lot of scrutiny, and it definitely requires something that we can't give it on this phone call. Issues may, you know, have points, you know, and all this, but I know too little about the story to you know, to vote, you know, appropriately. So, but I do know that it's extremely complicated. I would have to say no to this. Present this some other way. How come this didn't go to the you know, through other channels? I don't know. So, like I said, there may be merits to what you're saying. There are always more than two sides to a story, but. I have to say no to this approach to getting that done.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this issue that haven't spoken?
Adriana?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. You know, it's something that I... One of the problems that we are having is that that worries me is the PMB make a decision, and we made that decision already, and I heard that it is not being implemented, and I believe that is not the right thing to do. Once that the PMB make a decision, the decision needs to be followed. And I'm really, you know, aggravated because it's not happening. I believe that we cannot rewrite what the PMB does every time. You know, or questioning when the PMB made the right motion. The PMB accept that motion overwhelmingly. And I think that we need to be follow up on that. And I really worry because I heard the CFO justifying a different, you know, approach. And I believe that belongs, that decision belongs to the PMB, and the PMB made it already. We need to follow up with the decision that the PMB take. That's it.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Janet, I think you wanted to go back again.
Yes. So this would not be raiding the KPFA bank account. The $90,000 belongs to the PNO, and the KPFA has not transferred it to the PNO per the October 29, 2015 motion, PNB motion. The priority of, you know, Pacifica should be to pay the auditor. So many people have been saying, oh, we have to pay the auditor, and this would be a way to pay the auditor. And it would be with money that belongs to the PNO that should have that money. And so KPFA would need to make plans for this eventuality that's part of this motion. So the in any case, the $400,000 shows up in the fiscal year 2016 KPFA budget as part of the actuals from 2015, and that's what I'm saying needs to be adjusted the actuals from 2015 because it was $400,000 less because that money belongs to the P&O Pacifica.
Okay.
I'll stop there.
Anyone else?
Brian here.
Yes, Brian.
I just want to be clear that the Pacifica National Board never passed a motion saying KPFA should transfer $90,000 to the National Office. They reallocated that bequest and said, sort out the balance. $90,000 is a number Janet is presenting. It's a number that this board referred to the National Finance Committee so that we could sort out what balance, if any, was outstanding. This motion is asking us to make an accounting determination with no supporting information. On top of everything else it's doing, imagine trying to run a $3.5 million a year station where your standing orders are, as soon as there's $90,000 in the bank account, take it down to zero. No matter what other bills you have outstanding, whether you've got to make the payroll tomorrow, pay the electricity for the transmitter, as soon as you've got $90,000, it goes somewhere else, even if that means knocking yourself off the air. This is no way for a board to run an organization of this size. Please vote it down.
Janet, point of personal privilege.
Yes, Janice, what's your personal privilege?
Well, so my name was mentioned that I that the $90,000 was my number. No, it was not. It was the interim controller's number that all of you have. I sent documents that show that, and so these are not my figures.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion on this item?
Nancy to the staff. Sorry,
yeah.
As I'm late.
Okay, Nancy.
Are we taking any amendments or anything to this?
I mean, that's up to you. What amendment do you...
Well, I just was looking at... I'm sorry, I just got a chance to look at this. And the first proviso that the KPFA and P&O income statement be revised to show $400,000 bequest removed. So shouldn't it be something like a payable or something like that instead of actually moving it out of the budget because they already received it? Shouldn't it be something like a payable that they should pay down? I guess that's a point.
Brian here.
Point of information.
Okay.
And Janet, I'd like to respond.
We'll let Brian and then Janet respond to that. Yeah, Brian.
Well, I think Nancy's basically right. It's a balance sheet adjustment. But this is the point. We're the board. We're not the accounting staff. We shouldn't be doing their job. This is why we have accountants, controllers, and auditors. They're behind, but they're getting caught up. Let's not tell them to do things wrong.
Jose Luis Francis for the stack.
Nancy, back to the stack.
Okay,
Janet, I wanted to respond to Nancy's question.
Okay, this is just a response to Nancy's question. Janet,
yes.
We'll put Jose Luis back on the stack if nobody else who hasn't spoken want to speak. So, Janet, quickly, your response to Nancy.
So the October 29th, 2015 motion said that the remaining balance from the accounting shall be transferred from KPFA to the P&O, and that did not happen. Mm. And this is just a way of making that happen.
Yeah.
Okay, Nancy.
But if they don't have it, they don't have it. But
if this says that, you know,
okay,
when
Janet,
they have when they have it.
Janet, we're not going to go back and forth. We're going to go back to Nancy who was on the stack.
No, wait. No, see, but before Nancy, she got back on the stack.
No, Nancy only had a question. And we've got you on the stack, Jose, but Nancy hadn't finished her discussion.
That's okay. I've forgotten where I was going with my second request
okay.
to be on the stack. I have to remember that.
Okay. Is there anyone else who hadn't spoken, the second spoken, then we'll hear them. Otherwise, we'll go to Jose Luis. Okay, Jose, Luis.
So I have a substitute motion, and I'm driving, but I'm almost home, and I'll send it. But my substitute motion is that the
PMB direct the general managers of the five stations to hold a 1 day or 2 day, if needed, fund drive to raise $30,000 each to pay for the audit?
You're substituting what motion? Because the motion on the table is the KPFA budget, and Janet is amending it. So what are you doing?
Right. Hey, I have a substitute motion to Janet.
Okay, your substitute motion is, could you repeat that again? Because you're not going
to... Yes, the PMB directs the general managers to hold 1 or 2 days, if necessary, special fund drive to raise $30,000 each of the five stations to pay for the audit.
Is there a second to that substitute motion? Okay, we don't have a second. But and we don't have any further discussion. We're going to now vote on Janet's amendment, the provisos to the KPFA budget. Okay, everyone understand what we're voting on?
The substitute motion?
The vote? No. The substitute motion didn't get a second. We're voting on Janet Coburn's provisos that she submitted out. Okay, Madam Secretary.
And there's no amendments to that yet?
No.
I'm sorry, point of question.
No, there were no amendments. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Bethune.
Pass.
Brown. Jim Brown?
Abstain.
Kesnays.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steakert.
No.
No. Fuentes.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Pass.
Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
Sorden.
Too late to make an amendment?
All right, we're voting, yes.
Oh, abstain.
Abstain. Bethune, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Novick, you passed?
No.
No. Let me count. I have 3 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. 3 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. This fails.
Okay, now we're back on the KPFA budget. Is there any objection to the KPFA budget?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I have a proviso to the approval of the budget.
Yes.
I shall send it to the PMB. And do you want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. The PMB mandates to even out any shortfall in any unit's revenue with the same amount of reduction in personnel costs and or consultants' cost. The cuts must be implemented the same month of the shortfall in revenue by the GM. If the GM does not take such action, the IED and the CFO shall implement it. Failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the GM and or CFO performance review. The IED and CFO should include the action on their monthly report to the PMB.
Okay. Is there a second to this proviso?
Is it written
Janet.
Anywhere? Oh, okay. There
okay,
it is.
Janet seconded it. I think Adriana sent it out. You should have it.
Okay. I see it.
Okay. Is there any, Adriana, you want to briefly motivate this proviso?
Yes. We know that we cannot, we know the situation that we are. We cannot allow this to keep happening. If we have shortfalls, I mean, it's not any more money. It's like in your family. When you have a budget, you have a certain amount of money, then you max your credit cards. That is what Pacifica did, then the only option that we have is to stop the bleeding. And to stop the bleeding is impossible. I understand that most of the budget and most of the station are at the minimum staff that they can. But that is not an answer. The answer is what? We should default? We should, you know, it doesn't make any sense. If we don't have the enough revenue, we are passing budgets saying that we will raise that amount of money. If for whatever reason that doesn't happen, that needs to be evened up immediately. But cuts, and the cuts obviously need to be in personal cost or consultant cost. It's not any doubt about it. We cannot keep going this way. I mean, we are risking the whole foundation. I mean, the employees, I understand that they deserve their payment. I'm not saying that they do not. The only thing that I'm saying, if we keep going this way, we'll be no employees at all because we'll be no foundation. Then the only option is immediately remediate it. You know, if you have a shortfall, okay, it's understandable, but immediately you need to even out that.
Okay. We have anyone else who want to speak on this issue, want to go on the stack on this issue?
Brian here?
Yes, Brian.
I think it's basically a good measure. I don't want to vote on it seven different times for seven different budgets. I'd like to propose postponing this to make it its own agenda item as an implementation policy instead of a proviso.
Okay, so you're making a motion to postpone this.
That's correct.
Is there a second?
John, a point of information.
Well, let's see if we get a second. Is there a second to this?
Second it.
Okay.
I oppose it, but I'll second it.
Okay. Janet, what's your question?
So this was to postpone it until when?
Right.
After budget.
Immediately after the Finance Committee report?
He's saying to postpone this until after the Finance Committee report.
Adriana?
Okay. Adriana, yes.
I don't understand why we need to postpone it, because that will be the proviso for all the units. That will cover KPFA and all the other units that are coming after that. It's just one proviso for all of them.
Because we're only debating the KPFA budget motion now. You can't apply it to all seven units from an amendment to KPFA's budget.
Do you want me to discuss?
What was that, Adriana? I didn't hear what you were saying.
Well, then the modification will be I will change all the units for KPFA, and then we will approve it in when we approve every budget.
I'm sorry, Serene.
Okay, we're speaking to the motion to postpone at this point.
Yeah.
Go to the stack.
Okay, I heard Serene, and then is that Michael? Yeah, Serene.
Yes.
Okay, so while I understand the thrust of the motion, disagree with the motion the way it's framed, I do see the sense in just dealing with it once and applying it, if it passes, to everything, rather than having to revisit the same motion each time we discuss another station's budget. So that's what I understand Brian is attempting to do in postponing it, and just dealing with it once and applying it to all the units.
Okay. Michael.
Yes, I agree with that because we already dealt with the WBAI budget. So if we wanted to apply it to WBAI, for example, it would have to be differently. I think the way Brian is saying to handle it is the best way to do it.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion to postpone it till after the finance? Okay. We're going to go to a vote on, is there any objection to motion to postpone this after the finance committee?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown. Can't hear you. Castanese.
No.
No. Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Hoban, no. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorden.
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 5 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting. Okay, so you want to announce the vote?
Motion to postpone, 5 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention, 1 present, not voting.
So this is to postpone this motion until after the, to the end of the Finance Committee.
Right.
Okay. Now we'll go to a vote on the KPFA budget. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Can't hear you. Castanese.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes, Fuentes.
Yeah.
Yes, Coburn, no. Novick.
Is there some reason you're not calling Gammon?
Yeah, I didn't think he was on the call. Oh.
He voted Gammon. Previously.
Yes.
Yes, wow. Sorry, I wish you had spoken up before. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. One moment.
Brown.
Oh. Jim yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 10 yes, 1 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, that's 11 yes, 1 no, 0 abstentions.
Okay. Brian, next item on the...
This is the KPFT budget. The National Finance Committee recommended approval of the KPFT budget... But we asked the KPFT adjust the budget to include cash payments totaling just under $14,000 to catch up on past due pension obligations and $1,500 per month catch up payments for other intercompany payables. We requested that those revisions be made before the budget was submitted to the national board. After several requests, we did not get an updated budget. I think the treasurer at the time was Bill Crozier, and he made several attempts, but we didn't get it modified. So
It's up to the board what you want to do with that. KPFT also presented a basically break-even budget based on its revenues staying approximately constant. Our KPFT representatives on this board will know better than I would. My understanding is KPFT has fallen somewhat short of its fund drive targets in the first 5 months of the fiscal year. However, it has kept up on its payments. So I presume that means it's made done some cost management.
Okay. Any discussion on the KPFT budget?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Obviously, it's I propose that this the management didn't do the modification that the National Finance Committee was asking them to do, that the CFO or the IED direct them to do it, and the budget will be with the modification that the National Finance Committee asked them to put in that budget.
So I think we could do that if we just struck the words prior to submitting this budget for final PNB approval.
Perfect.
So that then we make it a directive from the PNB.
Okay, without objection, can we do that? Okay.
Janet, could somebody email that?
Sure, I'll get it off to you, Janet.
Okay.
And
could you repeat that also? Brian, could you repeat that?
Yeah, we're in the language that's on page 10 of the agenda package. Are you with me? Appendix F. So it currently reads, the National Finance Committee recommends approval of the KPFT budget with the following proviso, that KPFT, prior to submitting this budget for final PNB approval, adjust its budget to accommodate cash payments totaling $13,694.16 to catch up on past due pension obligations and add $1,500 per month catch-up payments for intercompany payables that KPFT owes. The only change would be to strike the words prior to submitting this budget for final PNB approval.
Thank you. Okay, any further discussion on the KPFT budget?
Well, Janet, I have a point of something. The time on this item, may I?
Yes.
So this item was 50 minutes, and it started at 5:50. I don't know who's keeping track, but that would have meant 8:50. So that would have meant over 10 minutes ago the time would be up. So I'd like to move to extend.
How much time are you moving to extend?
35 minutes or extend the item.
That's the Finance Committee.
Yes. Extend
the item by what?
Extend
the 35 minutes. The NFC item, the entire NFC item.
Okay, is there a second? First of all, is there a second to that?
I second.
Okay, yes. Serene, what's your question?
How many more budgets do we have to look at?
After KPFT, there are four more.
Okay. Plus Adriana's. Okay.
Well, that's after the NFC report, so it wouldn't come out of the extension.
Then I changed my... I thought it would be part of that. I would like to change it to 25 minutes.
Okay. You're amending your motion to extend by 25 minutes. Is there is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending for 25 minutes to the Finance Committee report? Okay, without objection. Is there any further discussion on the KPFT budget?
Okay, no further discussion. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the KPFT budget?
Chair, wouldn't it be the amendment first to strike?
I thought I asked if there were any objection to that amendment. We didn't get an objection. We'll vote on it as amended. Is there any objection to adopting the KPFT budget as amended? Okay, without objection. Brian, next budget.
Next budget motion appears on page 11 of your agenda packet. It's the Pacific and National Office. The motion from the National Finance Committee is as follows. The National Office shall adjust its budget's cash flow to show the payment of past due pension contributions to current and former National Office employees. Pacific National Office shall prepare a contingency plan for the event of stations not paying central service per their budgets. The National Office gets this is my report now. The National Office gets the vast majority of its money from the dues that stations pay to it. And the biggest threat to the National Office's finances is the stations not being able to pay up. It's the situation we're in now. It's the situation that has put us into problems with paying for the audit. Obviously, we were reviewing these budgets almost 6 months ago and seeing that this was a likely eventuality and asking for the National Office to plan for it as part of their budgeting. It's a bit belated at this point, but I think still a good proviso to attach to the budget. And the National Office has been basically performing on budget, actually slightly better than budget. The problem is our accounting documents, our income statements, do not distinguish between actual cash coming in the door from the stations and IOUs coming in from the stations who can't actually make their central service payments. So they look very good on paper on their income statement and have no money to pay the bills with.
Okay, do we have anyone we're going to stack for the national budget? Any discussion? Any objection to adopting the national budget, the National Office budget? Okay, without objection.
Wait.
Okay, who is that?
This is Shireen.
Yes.
So I'm not necessarily objecting, but I will point out that the subcarrier lease money really should be going to the stations, or credit should be going to the stations, even if the payments continue to be sent into the national office. And that is something we need to revisit before we approve another budget. I know we started a discussion of it. It wasn't complete, but I just want to put you guys on notice. It's not resolved. That said, I'm not objecting to this budget.
Okay, so is there any objection to this budget? Okay, approved without objection. Brian, next item.